When it comes to running a successful home care business, it's important that you know and have the best softwares and systems to help you to grow and scale. And whether you're a new business or you've been around for years, Chris from SwiftOps is going to break down all of the best features that you need to know about when choosing a software for your home care business.
So that's different for each type of agency. If you're a startup and you're coming in, you don't really know what you need or what you don't know that you need. So for them, they're really needing something that stores client records and caregivers for certain. Everyone needs that, right? Everyone needs scheduling. Everyone needs some sort of ability to process payroll into a payroll processing company or generate it and give it to them. And then everyone needs a way to bill. Now, with a startup, could you use, another software to send your invoices? Sure. But you're looking for just those core things at the most affordable price that's going to be able to deliver something simple to you because you don't have experience with it. Now, in an experienced agency, they're looking at more of a, okay, listen, I know you have those things that I just mentioned in a startup aspect, but what I need is some sort of way to put in my referrals and track them. I need some sort of way to have active records in the system and have it be affordable for me to put those in there in terms of whether they're an applicant record or they're a lead record for a client lead. They're looking for the EVV aspect. Most agencies that are established are looking for that, even if they don't do Medicaid. They want EVV because EVV is going to bring you the random geofencing features around that. So late alerts and tracking of the caregiver, where they can clock in, where they can't clock in, making sure they're at the home, all these different things to avoid time fraud. On top of that, a lot are looking for something a little bit more robust in the billing aspect. So optimizing the billing flow, you'll find that, for long-term care versus VA versus Medicaid versus private pay, all different in a way, but a system can really make that flow, especially if it's tied to a clearinghouse for your VA long-term care or even Medicaid. So those are the features that experienced agencies are really looking for. So it's really apples and oranges. What we try and sell to folks at SwiftOps is just, find out about them and make it fit to their agency. Not everyone's going to need SwiftOps or even any of our competitors. We're not going to force them into using a software. We feel like what they're doing is working, and our solution is not something that's going to break their behaviors into something new, then we're not going to press the sale, right? We want to offer them, hey, startup, you're going to be able to grow into this, right? You're starting out with the size five shoe, but SwiftOps is going to expand with you no matter how big you get. Experienced office, you don't have to worry about all these other features. You can come in, we'll migrate you over, we'll integrate you into the SwiftOps network. And you'll be able to have not only the features that you've enjoyed, but even more optimized features and more vendors out there for you to connect with. So overall, that really is how we angle it from our aspect and the most common things that we hear about when we do demonstrations or have conversations at events.
Awesome. And to kind of add to that, what would you say is like the number one kind of either feature or benefit that a home care company should look for in a software?
I think that's going to be around the scheduling, right? So there's scheduling done a certain way in a variety of the softwares, I would say, are on the same tier as SwiftOps is, right? We're a little newer. We have a little bit more robust, the look and feel, cloud-based, all of that. So I'm not talking about any of the more tenured type softwares, but most of them do scheduling in a certain way with a certain view that while it works, it's the most common, right? So looking at the landscape of, okay, just because this is the normal way that scheduling has been provided to me through a software, it's important to know what the other options are out there, other softwares that might provide a faster way for you to be able to generate or create a schedule very, very quickly, or to be able to save recurrences rather than having to go find it. Or look at your live calendar and copy it forward, this recurrence, having some sort of data point in the background that's saving it so you can always refer back or easily change things. And will the system go find 60 Tuesdays into the future and change the time for you in one or two clicks? Or do you have to go find all of those and filter to them? And then, so looking at the optimized flow of what softwares offer in that scheduling space is important. What we hear a lot is the behavior base is just that norm. Well, This is different. If you, and it's not just SwiftOps, you know what, any other software that's going to offer something that's just a little bit different, but still has what they're used to as well. They kind of shy away from it because that's not I'm used to. That my behavior says I need to look at a calendar. I need to go, I put in 9 to 5, it should automatically be generated. And they're, because they're not seeing the full understanding of the feature set. We've had so many people come to SwiftOps and you know, you can do it the way that the behavior's there and built, like I said, with recurrence and copying forward. But we have a pretty slick way of having templates in the background and generating mass scheduling at once, or even, you know, as long out as you want in just seconds. And people that migrate from other softwares come over and they struggle with it initially. And then after about 30 days come and say, I don't know what I was worried about. And I don't know what I struggled with. This is so much faster. This is so much better. And anyone who didn't have a software doesn't have that behavior. So they get to enjoy it right out of the bat without the blinders on. But scheduling is very, very important. 1B would be the app, right? You have to have a reliable caregiver app. If you don't, then why do you have a system? You want that tool in your caregiver's hands, and you want that tool to be reliable, and you need it to work offline. And hopefully it's got a number of other features that's going to optimize things in the background as well for your admin team. If you want to learn more about SwiftOps, just head to our website, swiftops.com. Up in the right corner, there is a request a demo button, which you can request an hour-long demo or a 15-minute consultation. We'd be happy to talk to you either way.